Karen. So I work with the EFE, Education for Employment. It's a nonprofit organization, part of an affiliate network. We are present in Jordan, Palestine, Tunisia, Morocco, Algeria, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen, with support offices in the US, Madrid, and Dubai. For the last 3 years, we trained about 1,000 Syrian refugees. Part of them were under the job training and placement component, where we train youth and place them in jobs in a very much demand-driven approach. So the thing is that we find the jobs first in the market, then we match youth with these jobs, and then we do the training, whether it's employability training or vocational training and other than that. There is another module to that, which is what we call the self-employment or micro-entrepreneurship approach, especially for women in the governorates that don't have access to the private sector jobs, or simply because there is no private sector sometimes in these governorates. And another reason for that is sometimes the women cannot leave their houses to leave their kids and go to work. So we train them on establishing their own micro businesses to generate income from home. So in 2019 itself, we trained about 3,000 youth. Almost 1,000 of them are Syrians, and almost 80% of them are women. We have been working with different donors, with the USAID, with AFD, with the Netherlands, DFID, EBRD, and of course EU, specifically with the GIZ and the UN Women under the EU MADAD projects. And we piloted one of the nice classes actually under the EU MADAD program, where we had women, Jordanian women and Syrian women in the very same class, which is not traditional at that point, because we wanted to test the model and see if there is any sensitivity in this manner. The class went really beautifully finished, and then all of the females were offered jobs and they worked. So we found out that if we find jobs and if we link Syrian refugees and Jordanian host communities with jobs, then there is not tension in this matter. We think that upskilling is very, very much important for Syrians in particular, whether they choose to stay in the host communities in the countries they're living at right now, whether they want to go back to Syria at some point, or if they want to travel anywhere else. We see that any upskilling or any training for Syrian refugees in our countries is an investment, just like what my colleagues were saying over here, because they will need it sooner or later. The Jordanian government has received more than 600,000 Syrian refugees in the past few years, and there are many challenges in Jordan in the beginning. The high unemployment rate, more than 19%. The women participation in the labor market is about 14% in Jordan. Another element is that Syrian refugees who went to Turkey were more skilled than those who came to Jordan, which created another angle, another dimension of an issue in Jordan to link them with the right jobs and with the opportunities they really deserve. But it was difficult. For example, I was invited to a conference in Istanbul recently. The way they handled the entrepreneurship and opening businesses for Syrian refugees in Turkey has a different element, but because most of the Syrians over there had already factories or come from a good skills background than the ones who came to Jordan from Dar'a and from the southern areas of Syria. So we already have challenges, but what we try to do in Jordan is that we link the Syrians with the right jobs and train them and upskill them with the right skills. We think something that we have learned actually in Jordan from Syrians, the entrepreneurial skills they already have, their determination to survive, and their customer service skills they have. We were inspired by hosting Syrians in Jordan actually, and we will continue to work with them to upskill their skills actually, so that we guarantee them a dignified life, whether in Jordan or when they decide to return. Thank you. Thank you.